not going to be one person. Just get all 11 guys out there coordinated to, you know, be successful.
People talk about Rudy, you know, opening things up for the receivers, but it works the other way, too. When they're catching balls and you guys are going to drop deeper, that opens things up for him. Right?
Definitely, and they do a good job of mixing it up and working well together. With, you know, if they got the run going, then obviously the play action may work well for them. If they got the pass going, then obviously, you know, you got DBs and, you know, smaller, you know, defensive bodies out there, so they try to pound it. So, you know, I think that's an advantage for them that they try to exploit, and they do a good job of exploiting it. So, you know, it's just going to be up to us to make sure we're mixing and matching and doing things that we need to do to make sure that, you know, they can't take advantage of us in those areas.
How do you like Chad and TJ complement each other in your mind?
Oh, they're up there with one of the, you know, the better tandems in the league. You look at Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. You look at TJ and Chad. I mean, these guys, you know, I think last game they scored, or they both had 150 yards, or when they played Cleveland they had 150 yards. Both, I mean, it doesn't matter. You pick either one. You're picking a top caliber receiver in the league, and so you can't go to sleep. It's not like you can, you know, take a down off either side, and not just as a in pass coverage, but in the running game as well. And they block and they do what they have to do to help their teammates out. So it's going to be important for us to play a complete game defensively.
Man. The importance of the pass rush against a guy like Cohen?
Well, you know, the guy has the ball, so I think it's definitely important to get to him. If you know, you want to kill a snake, yeah, get to the head. And so, you know, the guy that has the ball is what we want, regardless if it's a quarterback, running back, or wide receiver. And obviously the quarterback touches the ball, you know, in most offenses every down. And if he's back there passing the ball, then we definitely got to get him, you know, on the ground. And because if he can get it out of his hands and get it into the hands of Chad Johnson or TJ or, you know, Kelly or Rudy, you know, it's going to be a long day for us.
Given the amount of points they put up, what they're capable of,
each and every week you have a big test, and it's the biggest test because it's the test that we have to take this week. I think they pose, you know, different threats, just like each and every team, you know, is going to be different. Their styles of play, the way they approach the passing game, the way they approach the running game, and so they're dangerous because they can do both. They can run the ball, they can pass the ball, and they can do it when they want to. So as a defense, we have to make sure we're not letting them dictate, you know, how they want to run the ball, how they want to pass the ball, and try to be aggressive, play physical, play tough, and, you know, try to get off the field on third down.
You don't use, like, measuring sticks like we do. I mean,
well, we try not to. I think we do things like that. It sort of gives the other team something to go off of. And I think, you know, like I said, after a couple weeks ago, you know, we just try to go out, play physical, play tough, try to win. And what you guys write or what the, you know, fans read or how they feel is going to be that way. In the locker room, we know, you know, what we're capable of, what we need to do, what we have to accomplish to get the job done. And that's what we set out each and every week to try to get that accomplished.
When you are preparing, you have a list of things that you are worried about, what they will do. What do you think is the list of the things that they have to worry about you guys about?
I don't know. You have to ask them. I think the flight to Cincinnati is about 2 hours at the most, and you could be there before 3 o'clock and get the right answer. But, you know, I think there's a lot of things we do well, a lot of things we don't do so well. I think what we have to focus on is what they do well and try to, you know, minimize that on our end.
Jose, I know you're usually resting after you come out, but do you get much of a chance to watch your offense specifically?
Yeah. I mean, you sit there. If there's not a whole lot of adjustments going on, then you get the chance to watch them. But if we have situations where we need to, you know, change, then obviously we're talking about that. But I think the guys on offense are doing a great job, and hopefully they'll, you know, continue to improve and put up points.
You got to feel pretty good no matter what you guys do, whether you give up a touchdown, which you haven't much. You got your offense and Brady going back out there.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard for us to really – you can't really worry about what they're doing. I think that's the big thing that we've tried to do is focus on doing our job and let Tom and the guys on offense do their job. And, you know, collectively, then, you know, hopefully we come out with a team win. If we start worrying about the offense doing this and doing that, or, I mean, we can give up these many points because the offense don't score that many points, then that's where you get in trouble of, you know, really not, you know, taking on the task the way you should be. So
I think Tom's having a pretty good year, though.
Well, you know, it's just the first 3 games of the year. So, you know, I think we're just trying to get better this week and try to improve our record with another victory. I think you know, you can't call it a year. I think he's, you know, tried to play well the first three games of the year, and like I said, I know he's looking to improve. I know I'm looking to improve. Every guy on the team is trying to do better, and hopefully we can get that done.
After three games, you want to reach a certain point of efficiency. Do you think you guys have reached that?
No, I think there's a lot of things that we can work on, a lot of things that we can change, and, you know, if we just continue to work hard, try to get the game plans down in practice and try to, you know, see if that carries over into the game, then I think, you know, we can continue to get better. But I think the important thing is to keep going upward and not, you know, up and down, up and down. And so, you know, that's what practice is for. You know, we get 1 week to show what we've done all week in practice. And so if you can try hard to work at it during the week, then, you know, on game day, if you prepare, then you have confidence in yourself and you go out and play well.
Coach Belichick talked about they're kind of unusual that their front offensive line rotates 7-8 guys in there, almost like a defensive front. Does that make it harder to prepare for them, or is it more complicated?
I think you just have to be prepared to see different looks, see different guys. It's like an offense that uses two backs or, you know, multiple wide receivers. You know, you just got to make sure that you know who's in the game and be ready to roll once they, you know, you see that person line up in front of you. You know, things come to a shock to you then. Just read your keys and play fundamental football, and, you know, the rest will take care of yourself.